Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I'm going away and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Love one another as I loved you. I was talking to a friend of mine a few days ago about how challenging is love. Jesus calls us to love others. What we talked about last Sunday, that it's not enough to love neighbor as ourselves. Jesus' command is to love our neighbor as he loved us. And how he loved us. You can say that he loved us totally, completely, not expecting anything in exchange. Look on the cross. He doesn't want anything back. He simply loves every one of us, dying for us, and we cannot offer him anything in exchange. In some ways, God wastes his love loving us, because many of us still don't appreciate it. Some of us will be forever angry for some things that happen in our lives that even aren't his fault. Others of us don't really care about knowing him, stepping out of my comfort zone, because we may not have time for such intense relationship with God. And some of us still don't even believe that he is a real person, that he has the right to demand of us, from us to follow him. Well, anyway, we as his followers are called to love that same way he loved us. Totally, completely, not expecting anything in exchange. Give without expecting anything back. And so we are called to give people a chance again and again. To love them, even if they waste or don't appreciate our love. Yes, we are called to such insane way of loving only because we are loved that way, and because only such love makes difference in our lives and in life of others. I had a gift for friends of mine, son, who has first communion yesterday in another town. I got him small electric guitar with amplifier, something for beginning for him. And I was testing the guitar, I figured out that it doesn't really work as it's supposed to do. And it was too late to get him another guitar from the shop. And it happened, I had my trunk, my personal guitar with amplifier. And it took me a few minutes to get to this thought that maybe I could give him my guitar, this favorite one I have. And it took me a while to agree that yes, I can give this boy my favorite guitar. It was difficult because, you know, he may not even learn how to play guitar. Or as with children, the guitar may be broken in a few days. It happens. Or I just like this guitar. I was kind of emotionally attached to it because it was old guitar, gift from my cousin from Minnesota, 20th anniversary Fender, nice white color, inscription on the back, Fender, what is there? Freedom of expression. What was so funny there? So, yeah, I like this white color, really. You need shape of it. But I made the decision, yes, I will give it to him anyway. And I was thinking about that. The words of Jesus came to me, love us another as I loved you, without expecting anything back, no risking not being appreciated, giving away heart on palm of your hand, just for the sake of loving the way he loved us. And I'm not saying that to brag about myself and to say how generous I am. No, I have other 5 guitars in my house. It's just, I just really like this one. And it was humbling experience to me to see, you know, how I'm attached to some things more than I would like to admit. That I need to have in my heart also the strength and kind of painful openness to give everything away if somebody's in need, just because the situation deserved that. And what is left for me is the satisfaction that I give this boy my favorite guitar. He may never know about that, that this was my favorite guitar. He may never appreciate that, but he may break it in a few days too. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that I was able to make this choice to share something very important for me, just because Jesus called me to do it without expecting anything back. And it brings so much joy and rewarding peace on the another side. And yes, you have right to say that I am childish or silly. I am, it's true, I'm a big kid in many ways. You have right to say that the story is kind of out of touch with reality because you struggle with much more serious problems than just giving guitar away. Now you have kids in the school, bank loans, having much more serious struggles in your life. And I agree with that too. But I have the suspicion that in your lives too, you encounter those moments like I did, when you are challenged to love somebody, to show your love in the way that may not even be noticed, that may not be appreciated, to forgive somebody who hurt you again, to help a person who won't really appreciate how much you do to that person. And in all those situations, often these are very small unnoticeable things. We are called to love, which is more just nice feeling, to love that may not make really sense in that moment, to love that we can call it insane, wasteful in some ways, love that shares its heart, love that may even not notice. And this love is itself reward because it brings freedom, it brings peace, it brings joy. Let us pray for such love. Love one another as I love you, because peace I live with you, my peace I give to you.